Hi, currently from Hasselt University, soon from Google. I'm Bram, and I will be talking about exploring decision making with Android's runtime permission dialogues using in-context surveys, which is kind of a fancy way of saying that we want to know how users are making decisions when interacting with their apps during the lifecycle of an app. And so the lifecycle of an app is basically the different stages in an app. You have app installation. Users are deciding to install one app over other apps, and so they make a decision on choosing for that app. During runtime of an app can request permissions, as Serge already said earlier. Since Android M, which was released 2 years ago, Android switched to a runtime permissions model, which essentially means that apps are requesting permissions whenever they need them instead of at install time, as it was before. These permissions can be changed afterwards, so if you dive into the menus, you can switch on and off permissions afterwards, and you can choose to uninstall the app at the end if you don't need it anymore. So for all of these cases, we want to know how users are reasoning when making these decisions. So we want to know their rationales, and we want to know whether they vary across different permission groups. So different types of permissions, for example, location versus microphone. Is there a difference in rationale there? We also want to see where there's a difference in demographics for rationales. And we want to know whether users are comfortable with their decisions when they're making them. So are they reasoning about these decisions with confidence? Are they comfortable about the decision they just made? There has been lots of work of this in the past, and Serge already did a great job on mentioning most of these. Well, he's actually involved in most of these. Some studies have shown that users lack comprehension when deciding on permissions, so they don't exactly know what a permission entails. This leads to unpleasant surprises afterwards and user discomfort because they're not comfortable with the decisions they made. Developers also lack knowledge, which leads to the fact that developers are overzealous in requesting permissions. They're often requesting permissions that they don't actually need. And recent studies have shown that users are, when given the choice, would like to deny lots of permission accesses when they happen. There's lots more work, and we're describing these in the paper. I encourage you to look at them. But I'm just gonna give the difference between the related work and what we are doing. Most of the previous work has focused on install time permissions, so granting permissions at the time you're installing an app instead of during runtime. Or they focused on runtime request models, so not really the runtime model which is used in Android right now, but a different model, where they're using either a hypothetical scenario, so kind of suppose that this app would request this permission, what would you decide? They could ask questions sometime after decisions have been made, so for example at the end of the week, or they would be using modified Android devices, so a rooted Android device which was handed out to participants. We're not doing this, we're essentially using our participants' personal Android devices, and they're using them as they would normally, so they don't need to be rooted or anything. We're using the runtime permissions model as it's currently implemented in Android, so no modifications there, and we're asking our participants in situ, so at the point that they're making a decision. For this, we use the Paco app, and Paco is an app which allows us to use the experience sampling methodology, essentially asking our participants at the time they're making a decision. And we extended this app to provide some extra functionality that we needed, so we want to surface our questions whenever certain actions occur, so we implemented that. We want to collect information about installed apps and their permissions, so before the study started, users already made some permission decisions. We want to know about those. I'll explain why afterwards. We want to provide end-to-end encryption, so the Paco maintainers do not have access to the data we're collecting. And we made these extensions available on GitHub, so if you want to use this yourself in your own experiments, feel free to do so. So as I just said, users install only this app on their personal phones. That's the only thing we require of them. And then the Paco app will surface a survey on different events. As I just said, app installation, app removal. And granting or denying of permissions, this can happen at two stages, so either when the app is running or afterwards through the settings menus. We ask our participants about their rationale. So we ask them, why did you, for example, just allow this permission? And we give them some multiple choice options. These options are based on a pre-study we did. So we asked 4,000 random people the last time, for example, you granted a permission, what was your rationale for doing so? So we coded those responses, we grouped them, and we consolidated them to 10 rationales per event. We also included another option, just in case we missed something and our participants wanted to give that option. We also measure reluctance. So we're asking right after we're asking for the reason, we're asking how comfortable they are with making the decision that they just made. We limit our question to at most 5 per day to make sure that our participants are answering truthfully, that they don't get overburdened with questions. So this is what it looks like. Whenever a user makes a decision, he or she gets a small notification, which is not dismissible, which they have to respond to right away. They get some options. I'm pretty sure they're not readable for you right now. I'll go over a few of them. For example, because the app is popular. For example, I think the app won't work otherwise. So those are possible reasons that a participant could be giving. And in the case of granting a permission, we're also asking them to what extent they agree with the statement, I don't mind giving this permission to this app. So all in all, this takes at most 1 minute and shouldn't interrupt the user flow. We also have a small exit survey in order to identify our participants' privacy stance and technology adoption. So we ask them about specific privacy enhancing technologies they used in the past. And we also revisit the comfort level question. So in this case, we're being a bit more explicit about it. So for a number, well, for all apps that have been granted permissions in the past, so not only during our study, we're asking how comfortable would you be with this app having this specific permission access? And so as you see, these are worded as hypothetical scenarios, so we're not actually informing them about the fact that they have granted the permission in the past. And also, we're making the permission access itself more explicit. So instead of asking how comfortable would you be with the app knowing your location, we're asking them how comfortable would you be with the app knowing your home and work address, so being more explicit about that. So we had 157 participants across the US who participated in our study for 6 weeks. They did not have any interaction with us apart from maybe like setup problems installing the app. And the study itself was labeled as a general study on app interaction in order not to bias them about the fact that it was about privacy. Provided them $10 per week of participating in the study and $20 for completing the exit survey. So onto our results. We had a little over 7,700 different events that we captured during the study. And as I just said, like we limit our questions to at most 5 per day. So we only queried our participants about 4,500 events. These are kind of distributed in the same way as the actual occurrences. And so we're mostly reasoning on those surveyed data, unless we're not worried about the answers themselves, then we will be reasoning about the occurrences that actually happened. So if we go look at the factors that are influencing app installs, we see that by far the most popular one is obviously the price of the app. So if the app is free, users are more likely to install it. And we also see that the permissions at this point are pretty unimportant to users. So only in 5% of install events, users are selecting the reason that they looked at the requested permissions. Now, obviously, this is the case because we're using only runtime permissions, so permissions should not influence users at install time that much, though there might be apps that are still using the old permissions model and that request permissions at install time. So even though this occurred for only 5% of events, it did occur for 1/3 of our participants. So this is interesting. Participants do care about this, but just not in a lot of cases. And this might be, again, related to the fact that only some apps are requesting this at install time. We see that participants are 6 times more likely to allow a permission than they are to deny a permission. And almost half of our participants denied a permission at least once during this 6-week study. And obviously, the dialogues are the most important, the most likely case for participants to allow or deny a permission, so when they're asked. And only 5% of the cases, users are going into the settings to change a permission afterwards there. We also see a small difference in grants versus denials through the dialogues or through the settings, so it's a little smaller in the settings. If we then look at why users grant these permissions, and again, I'm not sure if this is readable. Can you read these? No. Okay, kind of. I'll go over the most important ones. So users are granting permissions mostly because they want to use a specific feature that requires the permission. So that means that context is really important to users. And this is also something that Serge already mentioned before. In almost 70% of our cases, participants indicated that they want to grant this permission because they want to use a specific feature that requires this permission to be granted to the app. So they know about the context, they know about why the app is requesting the specific permission. Similarly, if we look at the denials case, we also see that users are most likely to deny if they don't think the app needs the permission. So the first reason you see there is, I think the app should need this permission. The second one is, I expect the app will still work without this permission. So if users are not clear about why an app needs a permission, they're likely to deny it. And this happened for 34% of our users denying. They thought at least once that a permission is not needed by an app. The third reason, well, essentially tied for the second place, is that users are saying, I can always grant this permission afterwards if I change my mind. Indicating that users are aware about the fact that they can go into the settings. This was surprising to us. We assumed that this would be buried too far in the settings, but apparently almost 60% of users denying are aware about the fact that they can change permissions afterwards. If we look across different permission groups, we see that storage and location are by far the most requested permissions and thus also the most denied permissions in absolute numbers. And looking at the denial rates, we see that microphone, phone, and contacts are more likely to be denied by users if they are requested by an app. This is kind of convoluted, mainly just to show you that reasons for denials also differ across different permission groups. So we have at left there the permission groups, and at the bottom, the different reasons for denying a permission to the app. So then you see, for example, that whereas I can always grant the permission afterwards if I change my mind is very important for most reasons, it's not that important for microphone. And this shows that there's no simple mental model that we can say that our users have for reasoning about permissions. Similarly, if we look at different categories, we see that users are more likely to deny a permission in the travel and local category as opposed to other categories. And the same thing happens when you just look at one specific permission. For example, if you look at the location permission, you'll see that users are 43% of the cases they will deny it in case this is related to a travel and local app, and only 11% if it's related to a communication app. So as I said before, we also measured reluctance at two different stages during our study. So first, at the point that the permission decision is made, we're asking our user to what extent they agree with the statement, I don't mind giving this app access to this permission. And we see that participants are disagreeing or strongly disagreeing in 10% of the cases. So in 10% of the cases, users are not do mind actually giving a permission that they just granted. And this happens for 34% of our participants at least once during the six-week study, that they're not comfortable about a permission they just granted. If we look at the end of the study, when we made this question more explicit and when we showed exactly what a specific permission entails, we see that our users are not comfortable in 29% of the cases. So this even grows when asked in hindsight, which might be related, again, to the fact that we're being more explicit about these permissions. Could also be related to the fact that they don't remember granting this permission, so it's kind of a privacy stance issue. And we see that this happened, again, for 64% of our participants at least once. So we only asked four questions, and for those four questions, at least once, participants were uncomfortable in 64% of the cases. They were least comfortable about phone and storage permissions, which could again be related to the fact that these are the least well understood permissions. And lastly, we looked at demographics, and we see that there's a statistically significant difference in gender when granting or denying a permission. Women are twice as likely to deny a permission as men, and this even increases when you look at specific age groups to a three-to-one ratio. So women are three times as likely to deny a permission as men. We did not see a statistically significant result in the case of age for women, but we did see it for men. So it varies highly across different age groups for men when denying. Well, the denial rate differs. So in conclusion, we can say that users' decision-making is very complex and varied. So there's no simple model that we can apply to all of our users to see how they're reasoning about permissions. Every decision is influenced by a variety of reasons. And even when a reason is only influencing a small part of decisions, they can still influence a large part of our user base. The reasons also vary depending on permission. As I just showed you, the type of permission can make these denial rates very, very different and these reasons very different. But one recurring theme is that context is always important. So it's always important to show exactly why you're requesting a permission and to show why this permission is needed for that. We saw that there's some reluctance, 10% right at the point that a user is granting a permission, and up to 30% in hindsight when asked about permissions granted in the past. And lastly, we saw that demographics have some influence on grants and denials. So that's all for me. Thank you. If you have questions.
Hi, Matt Wright, Rochester Institute of Technology. Interesting work. I was curious about the thing with the men and the ages, and there's that dip in the middle of the distribution. Do you have any thoughts about it?
None at all.
Okay.
So we just saw it's statistically significant, so we're just putting it out there. There's no clear trend. Like, you could say it goes up in general with age, but then there's the obvious dip from the 31 to 40 group.
So how many men in each age group are we looking at?
I'm not too sure.
Or roughly?
I don't know. Wait, actually, maybe they're on this slide. Oh, yeah. No, those are just in general. I'm not sure about
but
distribution, men versus women.
Okay.
Following up on that question, did you see any correlation between what's the most common age group that would be comfortable using smartphone? Was there any correlation, if you plot the usage of the smartphone in that age group, was there any correlation between how many people in that generation use a smartphone versus the privacy dip?
Yeah, so we didn't actually, we looked at the different usage of technology. So we asked them, how likely are you to be on the verge of technology? How likely are you to implement new technologies? And this was a pretty even distribution, but we didn't look exactly at how comfortable the different age groups were with using smartphones. So we didn't look at that.
Hi.
Hi.
On your last slide, you had that people seem to change their minds after the fact or something like that.
You mean this one?
Yes. No, I think it's in the conclusion.
Oh, okay, this one.
Right, so,
yeah.
And discomfort grows in hindsight. I'm just throwing this out there. Have you thought about maybe looking at buyer's remorse literature?
I'm sorry?
Buyer's remorse literature.
Sure.
So it's a phenomenon that, you can look at how many times people return things to, say, a department store, but that's, their stress levels after buying something. Because it would be interesting to see if that maps to that buyer's remorse.
Okay,
you would see the phenomenon in another setting.
Yeah, exactly. We did think about the fact that maybe this reluctance right after granting a decision might be caused by the fact that they're kind of, English is not my main language, but that they're rationalizing the fact that they made a decision. And so in hindsight, they're not burdened by this. And actually, because we're posing these last questions as hypothetical scenarios, users are thinking, like, I wouldn't be comfortable with this app at all, even though they granted the decision. Whereas in the first case, they know that they granted the decision, and they're just like thinking, okay, maybe I should rationalize the fact that I made this decision. So yeah, that's definitely possible.